We are here and requesting an upgrade for each of you. So if you would allow us to begin the talk, the program, from a silent state of pause, we will welcome this time to intervene. In other words, to provide you with the higher altitude, the higher state of consciousness. Because in truth, this is what you are going for, is it not? In other words, you meet each other, you greet each other in one level of consciousness. But did you know that you have the right to afford yourselves the permission to glide into a new reality together? In other words, each of you are lending hand to the other. You are the energetic partner, if you will, to the climb of ascension. And as you meet, as you do the meet and greet, we, pardon our French, but why keep it to the simple matters at hand? In other words, why not meet and greet each other as a partner of consciousness? Because as you rise, as you claim this higher reality, the Christ consciousness, which is due each of you, you afford yourselves the opportunity to recognize your holy self. So we ask you to do this. We ask you to form the intention that as you group together, that you form a bond, a prayer, if you will, of commitment to the higher echelon, the higher vibration, and the higher status. Now again, we do not promote an ego consciousness to glide in with you. In other words, there is no higher and lower in the true sense. You understand that is all a mirage, an aspect of the dualistic experience. More so that as you make the commitment day by day, moment by moment, and in truth, and every time you think of each other, you think of the purpose of this meeting. You align with these higher truths. What you do is affirm it. You affirm it for yourselves. You affirm it for others. And you will instantly climb higher. You understand? We are asking for you to make the commitment day by day, moment by moment, to continue to attune to this higher vibration, this higher teaching, this higher learning. Because as you focus on this, as you make this your primary purpose through your day, what you will find is that new worlds will open up to you, exist miraculously, just like that. You see, it can be done and shall be done, and we are asking you to consider to do this now. In other words, to play with us, to play with this concept, to play with the concept of acknowledging that you have already arrived, because in truth, you understand that you are already there. You see, you are still playing small. You are still playing the limited persona of consciousness. But in truth, you are already your grand self, your marvelous self, your divine self, you understand? In truth, you are already there. And so it is only a moment's hesitation before you will allow the binds, the bondage of past limiting belief to be a thing that is ready to let go. And that is what we are assuming. That is what we are presuming you are interested in doing. You are interested in releasing the shackles of consciousness, the shackles of yesterday, the shackles of yesteryear, the belief that you cannot have it all. Now, when we say have it all, we do not mean for you to go into the diamond mines and collect all the diamonds and all the rubies and all the sapphires. What we mean is that you establish your right to have all the awareness to grow in the leap of faith that in truth you are the Christ. In other words, you are opening up to the awareness that in truth there is only one. There is only one Christ, and in truth, you all partake. You all have the divine inheritance of this truth. Now, when you ground yourself in this awareness, when you open up to this true reality, you afford yourselves the opportunity to take of the heavenly plane. And what you are doing, the diamonds and rubies and sapphires, are aspects of the divinity of divine consciousness. Now, this is something to go for. This is something to claim, and this is something to resonate with. And this is what we are doing as we are transmuting the beautiful energies of love. We are acclimating you to this higher awareness in whatever upgrade is due you. In other words, there is no need to follow the leader. You do not need to consider where your friends are, where your fellow spiritual travelers are. Are they ahead or they are behind? How am I doing? You see, this is the ego voice that will be questioning this. Trust that you will arrive in your own divine perfect timing, you see. And what you are receiving is the upgrade that is due you. What you are receiving is exactly the amount of influence that is needed for your next step, for your next awareness. Now, let us explain this, because as you grow in consciousness, as you feel the higher elevations, what will happen is that you will attune to the higher vibration, the higher frequency, and you will begin to dismiss, you will begin to unshackle some of the lowercase vibration, you see? So what will happen is, moment by moment, is as you attune to the higher frequency, the higher vibration, because you are vibrating at a higher rate now. Do you understand? Do you feel your pulse? Do you feel the energy that swims around you? Are you enjoying this? Can you tell? Can you feel the elevation of it all? Because as you do, as you become more accustomed, much more accustomed to these higher frequencies, these higher vibrations, you will be delighted at how easy it is to let go of the past, to let go of the belittling of self and others, you see, because you will see it as your history and you will see it as a no thing. You will recognize it as your past, but you will no longer be interested in participating. There are some that enjoy the memories of the past. You see, they drown their sorrows in what used to be. But chin up, because when you are having a glorious time in your present, when you are focused on your present opportunities, your present delights of the day, there is no need to dwell in the past, do you see? There is no need, and for the record, you are doing marvelously. You're swimming, you are gliding into your new awareness. Now, the other thing that will occur on almost daily basis is you will recognize things of the past that no longer hold interest. You see, when you notice the movies, the programs, the articles that are filled with the despair, that are filled with the fear, you will recognize this as ego limitation. You will see it as such. You will not deny it. You will not ignore the news. But you will understand what is truly going on, because you are vibrating to a higher frequency, you see. Now, there are going to be the food items. There are going to be things that you used to love. And now that you were vibrating to a higher attunement, you may find that you would rather pass and eat something that is more fresh or more to your liking, you see, because your palate's going to change, your sensitivity to smell, to exposure to light, to other vibrations, you see. This is all part of the upgrade. This is all part of the advancement. And this is what it's about. And this is here to stay. So we encourage you, as we continue to increase your vibration, to continue to focus on the light. In each moment, you see, you have the opportunity, to continue the old sorrow, the old stories. You see, there are plenty on the planet that are willing to participate. Now, what we encourage you to do is to recognize when you find yourself in one of these old patterns, when you find yourself going down instead of up, you simply choose again. You see, without judgment, you simply enjoy. You enjoy the process of going up. You see, elevator going up. It is an easy ride. It is an easy ride as you attend to the higher vibration. And this is what we have in store for you. We ask you to make this commitment. We ask you to make this commitment now, silently to yourselves. You may do it. You may do it on behalf of the Masters, on behalf of the Angelic Committee, your spiritual committee, or on behalf of all the ego consciousness that is still residing on what you would determine to be your holy planet, Mother Earth, you see? Because as you make this commitment, as you greet each other with the awareness of what this holy meeting is about, you will travel with us faster and faster. And we are simply an extension of your higher self, you understand. You are traveling and merging and blending with your true nature. And the more that you do this, the more that you focus on this, the more that you make this your daily commitment, in fact, you will recognize the frequencies that you already exist on. Do you understand? You are already on the higher plane of awareness. It is simply making the priority of what it is you wish to see, because when you want to see the good every day, when you focus on your gratitude list, do you understand? It encourages you to see more and more good, because you are the co-creator of life. So when you focus, when you are encouraging yourself to go to the higher awareness, the higher frequency, to your divine self, divine self, divine self, come out now, divine self, you see. When this is your priority of the day, when this is your commitment of the hour, in fact, this is what will be brought to you more and more so. You will have the awareness. And again, it is not a matter of the hide and seek, but it is a matter of focus. It is a matter of commitment. It is a matter of intention. So when you form this intention, when you form this intention early in the morning, when you form this intention on your coffee break, when you form this intention as you are driving in traffic and the driver in front of you is just driving you badly, you see, and you form the intention to see the one in front of you as a divine being that has forgotten their divinity, it will remind you of what really is in play. It will remind you that these are simply energies, energies of consciousness. And it will afford you the opportunity to see things a different way. Perhaps you can say a prayer. You can say a prayer for all those on the highway speeding to their destination. You can have the awareness of what you want to hold as your intention of what the destination can be. You can hold the intention that all of life is moving forward to their destiny of arriving at their true divine self, their Christ consciousness. So let us continue the attunement. We allow and advise you to relax. We allow and advise you to relax and to attune to your own higher vibration. You see, as we come around to each of you, we are programming you and helping you and affording you the right for freedom. Now, those that are going to be listening to the recording afterwards, and we encourage you to be quite aware that you are not missing part of this program, because you see, there is no place that we are not. You see, we come wherever you happen to be, whether you are reading this, whether you are hearing this, we too are coming to you and helping you to increase your vibration. So there is no worry if you miss the meeting or you miss the scheduled event. Because truly, wherever you are, we are. And when you're ready to tune in to your divine self, well, then that is your perfect divine timing, you see? So there is no past, there is no present in truth. There is no one ahead and there is no one behind. Everyone is unfolding perfectly. And it is important, quite important, to trust this and to release any of the judgments, any of the misgivings. Now, we will work with you before departing. We're going to ask each of you to release yourself from bondage of the past, to release yourself of the regrets, you see? Because everything in divine timing, we are asking you to allow yourself to totally trust and forgive. Forgive every supposed wrong turn. Because in truth, there truly are no wrong turns. Do you understand? Each stepping stone, each cul-de-sac, each twist and turn arrived you at a more wholesome understanding of who and what you are, and filled you with experience and awareness that was needed in order to choose the next step and the next and the next. So pardon our French, but what is up with having these misgivings against self? Because in truth, there are no wrong turns. They are all perfect right turns on your way to ascension. Do we understand each other? Do we make ourselves clear? So we are going to allow you, we're going to ask for your permission to support you in the releasing of the regret, in the releasing of the fear, of releasing of the guilt. Because in truth, everything has been divinely perfect. And how do you know this? How do we know this? Because look at where it led you. It led you to this time and place. This time and place when you have said yes to your ascension, when you have said yes to your growth, when you have said yes to your acclimation to your truth. And how divinely perfect is that? Do you see? Do you see how there are only right turns in life? We ask you to accept this, to allow this to sink deep within the consciousness, to sink deep within the unconscious, and to allow this to be the premise, to allow this to be your new belief system, and to take this with you, to tie a string around your pinky finger if need be, to remind you from time to time of this truth. We will be saying it often, we'll be saying it clearly, and it is an important acknowledgement. An acknowledgement that there is truly nothing wrong with you, because you see, this is the biggest misdemeanor of all. There is fear amongst each of you that there is something wrong, you see, and that's why you hide yourselves. You hide yourselves with the makeup, you hide yourselves with good grooming, you hide yourselves with a degree, because in truth, you fear that you will be found out, and if you're found out, you will be punished, and oh no, nothing good will come with that, you see? So all of you are hiding yourself. You are presenting yourselves with a false self. And this is the riddle that needs to be solved. This is the riddle that needs to be unraveled. Because in truth, you are wholly innocent. You are totally innocent, and you are already forgiven. You are already forgiven of trespasses that in truth did not occur, you see? So the more that you can apply these beliefs, the more that you can begin to work with yourselves, you will be in good favor with us because we can work through you to help assist others. But you must go first because you are not going to be able to see your brother and sister as wholly innocent if you have not adopted this attitude for yourself, you see? So we are going to be teaching you to be kinder to yourselves. We are going to be teaching you to be more loving with yourselves, to be gentler with yourselves. And we will be watching, we will be helping, we will be supporting. So do not feel when the angst comes, when the guilt comes, when the fear comes, that you are going through these experiences alone, because as you allow us to assist, we will help you choose the gentler approach. We will help you choose the forgiveness. We will help you remind you to bring love to yourself, you see, because love is the antidote to all of these energies of the lower state of awareness. So allow us to bless you, allow yourselves to receive the blessing of love. Dear ones of the light, you are love. Your divine self is love and knows only love. Allow yourselves to blend with this new state of awareness, the awareness that all is love. Allow yourselves to begin to receive this on a daily basis, on a moment-to-moment basis. Allow yourselves to be the giver of love. Allow yourselves to be the receiver of love. Fill your bookcases with love, fill your vehicles, fill your auditoriums, fill your heart, fill your soul. Allow yourselves, give yourselves free permission to live and breathe the energy of love. And so it is. I just feel like I'm in a bliss bubble. So when I look at you, I'm just, I just have like so much love for you. It's like, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculously good. It's ridiculously good.
You're laughing my way I talk. I'm
not How lovely. How absolutely lovely. I just can't stop giggling. All right. So Joseph will have to put up with me here as I get settled in. And what can we do for you, my
Whatever
friend?
They want to tell me.
Okay. One moment, please. And say your first name for us, please.
Joseph.
And say it one more time, please.
Joseph.
And say it one more time, please.
Joseph.
So they're inviting you to trust. They're inviting you to receive the gift of trust. Because as you receive the gift of trust, they're saying you will feel the alchemy of the moment, feel the alchemy of the energies that are being presented to you. Joseph, say your name one more time, please.
Joseph.
What I keep getting is simply to practice trusting. practice trusting. Just notice what that feels like. Just invite spirit to come into your moment with no thought about what you want to do with it in the next moment. In other words, perhaps you don't want to trust when you leave here, but just while you're here, to open up to the experience of letting go and trusting. And I'll leave you with that just for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Fred.
Well, what a journey are we on. So, let's see. Maybe there's some light we could shed on 6 months ago, a year ago, you had mentioned I had an energy attachment maybe to a previous existent body in South America or Central America. And it seems that I'm understanding a little more of that connection.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe that's understanding a previous life, and we've probably all had one 1,000, and so it's like, oh, I remember a little bit of that one. Is there anything, or would there be a substantial amount for me to gain in this lifetime by understanding and learning more of my previous lives in that area? I realize now even more why I'm attracted to, or have been attracted to, continually go back to this one area in Guatemala as it goes pre-Maya, which is like 6,000 years. And so,
you're telling me pre-Columbia.
Yes.
Have you ever been in Colombia?
15,000, 18,000 years ago.
Have you ever been in Colombia?
No, I haven't. And just because I don't have an attraction or don't feel attracted to that.
It's pre-Colombia. It's still in the geographic area of Colombia, I'm assuming. I don't know, to be honest.
Yes, it all was Central America. And was North and South America was all Colombia. Anyway,
okay.
So I thought, you know, I got that email about the trip coming up in a few months. Sounds really cool. That, I don't know what, I come across a lot of trips. I see a lot.
Yeah.
And so I thought, this is probably underlying my question.
Okay.
Subconsciously. You know, I like to travel and go here and there. Right now, I'm just on my way to Guatemala. I just stopped off for a few days here.
To say hi to us.
it's just, you know, what I thought about that when I saw that that trip coming up. I thought, well, yeah, you know, I want to get to Machu Picchu and a bunch of other places, and I know that'll strengthen my understanding and connection to, pre-human, going back to star people.
Okay. So your question is?
The question is, would I spend my time better in any other venture rather than gallivant around the globe, just going and seeing cool places and trying to understand my history and where we come from, and what star people are behind all of us that sponsor us? Or would that benefit me and hence then benefit many others because I help other people.
Okay, so let me just...
Or could I benefit in another way by,
Okay, so here's what I'm trying to find out. Are you asking about whether it would be helpful for you to learn more about your past lives? Are you asking if it would be helpful to go on this trip?
To learn more about past lives and connection with...
By going on this trip.
Human, irregardless of this trip.
Irregardless of the trip. Okay. All right. Let me see what I can find out for you. One moment, please. Okay. And say your first name, please.
Fred.
And say it one more time, please.
Fred.
And say it one more time.
Fred.
Thank you. Well, you've got beings from other star systems that, this is nothing we don't know, but I'm just going to say it, just to say it. You have beings from other star systems that are currently working with you, regardless of where you lay your head at night, what pillow you're laying your head on. So they're the ones that want to talk. One moment, please. And say your name one more time, please.
Fred.
Thank you. And say it one more time.
Fred.
Thank you. So when you walk around, do you hear them talking to you?
Here, or just anywhere, in general. Yeah, there's too many, so I don't know which one to listen to, so I don't listen to any of them.
There are too many. What do you mean by there are too many?
As far as messages?
Yeah.
Well, when I get a strong message, yeah, then I follow that. But the strongest is when I ask, then I'll get a stronger message for a response, but otherwise...
And sorry to interrupt you, but can you say your name one more time, please?
Fred.
And say it one more time.
Fred.
And I know you channel, but like, do you channel like a specific energy or a being or anything like that?
I think it's a collective group.
Yeah, I'm getting confirmation on that.
I've got
energy orbs going off around you right there. And say your name one more time, please.
Fred.
I feel like they really want to come into your day-to-day experience on a much more permanent basis as you are open to receiving their energies. So in terms of like what to do with your body while you're here on Earth, it's totally fine to do anything and everything you feel led to do. So when you feel led to hand out meditation books, do that. When you feel led to go exploring in Peru, do that by all means. More so, they're interested in cultivating a more permanent resonance or association with your kind of like your everyday consciousness. So, in other words, I don't know how else to explain what I'm feeling, so I'll just give my example because I don't know how else to explain this. So I've been, obviously, as we all know, I've been really focused on upgrading my frequency to download whatever is supposed to be downloaded. And so how I've been doing that is as I walk around during my day, now this is not for you to do this unless you want to do this, but as I walk around my day, I really just start seeing everybody in their divinity. Like I really get that this is our dream consciousness, and you know, I just start seeing everybody as Christ consciousness, they just don't know it yet kind of thing. But in a way where it kind of opens me up to, hold on, because this is the crux of it. And Fred, say your name one more time, please.
Fred.
It opens me up to kind of blending with those energies on the other side of the veil, whether it's my higher self, whether it's the masters, whatever it is. You know, first, of course, I always put protection, make sure I'm only opening up to the light and all that stuff. But then once you know, of course, I know that. And with that, what starts occurring is I'm still living my life. I'm getting the chills when I'm telling you this. I'm still living my life, but I'm doing it with the benefit of that energy. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like my physical body's still here, but I'm really, and they're saying the reason that's so very helpful for the planet right now is because everything I look at is being blessed with that higher awareness and that higher consciousness. And the thing is that when we, I know this is a long answer, but they want me to tell you all this. So be patient. So when we look at things from the straight linear, we kind of affirm mass consciousness viewpoint. When we look at everything from that, from the eyes of, you know, it's like beauty's in the eyes of the beholder. When you look at everything from that higher awareness that you, and they, I keep, every, it's like every time I see you, I keep giving you the same message. You naturally glide to. You naturally, like, it's almost like you've, if I can say it this way, it's almost like you've got two natural states. You know, one is that lower consciousness, Fred, and one is that higher consciousness, Fred. And what they, it's almost like I give you the same message, but I give it to you in different words each time. What they're asking you to consider doing is really allowing yourself the gift of being led by that higher consciousness state more and more and more of the time, because what they're trying to do is to develop you to the point where, I don't know what your next step is, but my feeling is as you permit them to come in, to kind of change the balance, to change the percentage, as you permit that to almost like live through you, and it's not them. I feel like they are really an extension of you, like it's all, they're you and you're them and you're part of the group or whatever. You have the ability to help recreate matter on Earth, because as you view life from that higher awareness, you actually change it. And the example they want me to give you is and you know all this stuff just like I do, but you know in quantum physics, that the observer actually changes the image, like it actually will change. They're asking you to really do some soul searching. So like if you decide to go to Peru or wherever you go, wherever you place your holy feet, to do some soul searching and realize, recognize the power of the gift that you have to extend to life through your power of choice, through your power to be willing to extend the ability that you have to see only beauty, to see only love. Because as you do that, you affirm that for all of life that you witness, and you help recreate life.
And raise the vibration of everything.
Right. So they're asking you, and of course you're only my mirror, of course, but they're asking you to open, to be willing to open up your life for the greater good of humanity, to open up your life to, and they're working with you and they're encouraging you, and they're saying that they've been hinting at this, and they kind of tell you this when you want to listen. That you have the ability to really live. They don't want me to say full time because they say that's going to scare you and you're going to go out and do something distant and walk away from.
Been more and more.
Yeah.
And
say your name again, please.
Fred.
They're saying it's time.
And
sorry.
I wonder where my eagle friends are, and within 2 or 3 minutes of meditating in the forest, an eagle circles my camp. And so I do connect with.
Okay, so what they're asking, to kind of sum it up, they're asking you, you explain this? They're asking you to go from a place of connecting to residing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure. And so there's a lot of personal work I have to do too. It's not, you know, it's not easy, you know. Yeah, yeah.
Don't kill the messenger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. What I want to tell you is they're what they want to share with you, that you have grace coming to you to help you make the change, to help you make the adjustments as you're ready to receive.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. It's almost like the message from last time, but it's just worded a little differently.
That's pretty different.
Oh, okay, good. Good.
Pretty
awesome.
Different.
Same theme.
But
yeah, you're ready. The theme is you're ready. You're ready. Okay, that's the theme. All right.
Thank you.
Nice to have you. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, so you must be glowing. Your energy, your I don't know what they are, electrons, just must be bubbling, because I came out of that and I was just so in a bliss bubble, and all I did was just, I kept sending it over to you because you were sitting right there, and there's no accident you were sitting there. Absolutely no accident that we sent you over to there to sit there to...
You didn't give me a chance to get myself to order.
No, we ordered you into that seat. You see, we had no idea. And it had something to do with you needing that. You needing that for your healing. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you were sent there on purpose. All right, so I wanted to tell you that, and I actually mean that quite sincerely. Like, I'm just saying those words. You know how we kind of, how do I say this? Like, it's only us, so we can talk. You know, well, we could talk anyway, but you know how, like, words come out of us, and we think that, oh, we're just saying it? And they're saying, no, we're not just saying it. This is really reality, because this is the truth. Spirit did send you over there. So that when I was able to bring through that energy that could be sent to you, because it was something that you've requested, and you're learning how to heal the ancient wounds. And so this is like the energy of grace that's being provided to you for your healing. Yeah. How about them apples? All right, so how can we help you?
Well, what else?
What else?
You
receive bliss bubbles and grace. What else? What else do they have to say? Okay, well, Mama, please.
Help me get there. I feel like I'm, you know, getting back again. I've been in this, plateau.
Okay. All right, well, at least you're not flatlined or anything. Plateaus are okay. All right, so Mama, please.
My boundaries in the
world
too.
Okay, and say your first name, please.
Elizabeth.
All right, and do me a favor then, and just take a breath in and release it fully.
Elizabeth.
And do that one more time, please.
Elizabeth.
No. They want you to take a breath in. Just be. Yeah, they're asking you. They're asking you to get grounded with yourself. So just take a deep breath in, and there's no hurry, it's just us, so we've got plenty of time, and release, and then to breathe in again, and to release fully. And they're asking you to allow yourself to feel present, to feel fully present in the here and now. And then when you feel that, to state your name. And say your name, please.
Elizabeth.
And say it one more time, please.
Lisbeth.
And say it one more time, please.
Lisbeth.
The door is wide open for you as you allow yourself to receive it, as you recognize yourself worthy of receiving it. I have no idea what's going on energetically with you, but when I tune in, I see geometric shapes, those sacred geometry shapes. And you have to know it's actually the first time I've ever seen them psychically. I have friends that come to these groups all the time, like, oh, I see this, I see that. I don't see any of those sacred shapes. I mean, I love them, I understand them. I've never psychically seen them until I just tuned into you. So something energetically is occurring for you, marvelously so. And it's kind of fun to actually see them. And say your first name again, please. And say it one more time, please. You have opportunity to receive grace, healing, attunement, freedom from suffering. It's basically all there, waiting for you to say yes to you, waiting for you to claim it, waiting for you to acknowledge that you're worthy of it, waiting for you to release yourself from like punitive damages, like to think that somehow you're supposed to suffer another 100, 200 years or something. So that they're saying that it's basically waiting for you to claim it. The feeling I have is it's like, you know, if you go to the airport and there's lost luggage or whatever, and it's like, you've got luggage. And I see it, and it's gold luggage. It's in gold for some reason. And it's sitting there, and it's your name's on it. And the door to the luggage room, you know how it's sealed so no one can get in there and take someone else's luggage? It's open. So it's somehow like you've got the energetic, the feeling I have is that to get into this room, you could only get there by like divine appointment. And so it's like it's your energy imprint or blueprint or whatever it is that opens it up for you. So that for someone else would try to get in there, closed, can't get in there. With you, and I feel like it has something to do with that sacred geometry I was looking at. With you, when you arrive, it is open. There's no door. Like the door is invisible. For you, it's not there. You have it, you get it, whatever this is, as you recognize yourself to be worthy of it, as you claim it, as you give yourself full pardon. You know, like the president gives clemency, it's like, you know what, he's you know, this was a silly charge to begin with, it's like, get him out of jail already kind of thing. As you provide that to yourself, it's there waiting for you. As you recognize your worthiness, your innocence, your value. Okay, and say your name again, please.
Lisbeth.
And say it one more time, please.
Lisbeth.
Okay, so we're gonna play a game. Whatever you're holding against yourself, if you knew that I had done the same things that you think you've done, would you think that I would deserve all those wonderful things?
No, but because everybody else gets by with it, but it's me, and it's just...
But what they're saying is that, but we're both members of divinity.
I don't know.
Because here's the thing, whatever you think you've done, here's the truth, because this gentleman said it. We've all had the 1,000 lifetimes, so we've all done it all. Do you understand? Like, it's true. We really have. We've all had our hand in the cookie jar. We played it all. This is why we're complete. We're complete with duality, because we've done it. You know, it's like Benjamin and his drama. It's like, I've done this role, I've done that role, now I'm going to do this role. You know, we've done it all. So there's truly nothing that you've supposedly done.
Can I just let it go? Why can't?
And say your name, please. And say your name, please.
Lisbeth.
You can choose to let it go right now. Like right now, before you leave tonight.
Yeah. I'm done. Let it go. I don't want it.
And say your name again, please.
Elizabeth.
And say it one more time, please.
Elizabeth.
Okay, one moment, please. So they're inviting you to imagine yourself going to the sacred storehouse. So you can imagine it in another dimension. You can imagine it up in the clouds, wherever it feels right to you. But imagine yourself arriving there in this room. And when you get to the room, you notice that there are no walls, that you're free to go and to claim that which is yours. And so imagine yourself finding the luggage that has your name on it. And it may be in the form of a piece of luggage or suitcase. It may be in the form of a box. It may be in the form of a pyramid. It may be in the form of an image that resembles a sacred geometry image that I was speaking of. It may be in the form of a deity that you've had fondness of. But notice that which appears to be yours in whatever form appears. And if no form at all, then understand that that is divinely perfect as well. And they're asking you to pick that up. Pick up whatever it is you have found that belongs to you, that's yours by divine right. And they're asking you to claim that and to place that in your heart and to imagine yourself allowing yourself to receive that which is yours and allow it to be placed in your spiritual heart. And now they ask you to return to Earth, to return to this place that we call here and now. And before you open your eyes or return to the group, to just do a check and to remind yourself that your spiritual gift has been placed in your heart, to remain with you for the remainder of your journey on Earth at this time, in this incarnation. And to allow yourself to breathe that in and to receive that as you receive the joy bubbles earlier. And in your own time frame, open your eyes and return to the joy of the group when you're ready. And we'll leave you with that. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool. And it stopped raining. How about that? We are powerful. All right, Miss Mindy, how can we help you?
Is your machine working? This is a check.
Okay. We are going to be at the place of true ascension. And you're going to ask, is the recording working? Because
yes.
I don't want to miss a moment of this.
Things that you say until I get home and listen again.
I say that with love. You're so cute. And how can we help you?
I'd like to meet a guide, if I can. And
like to meet a guide? Okay.
See another guide of mine, a guide.
Okay. One guide coming up. Okay, one moment, please. All right, and give me just a moment or so just to attune back to the higher realm a moment. And say your first name, please.
Mindy.
And say it one more time, please.
Mindy.
And say it one more time, please.
Mindy.
Thank you. And say it one more time.
Mindy.
Thank you. Well, you've got this girl. You've got this little girl. But whoo, she may be little. And when I look at her, like chronologically, Mindy, say her name one more time.
Mindy.
Okay, chronologically, six, maybe something like that. But she's a master. When I tune into her, she is fully awake. And she's helping you. She's helping you to grow in awareness in this lifetime. Mindy, say your name again, please.
Mindy.
Mindy, say it one more time.
Mindy.
Thank you. So she wants you to know that well, you're gonna hit me with a brick when I say this, because I've said this to you before. But it's interesting because it came through one of your relatives. I actually remember this. But this is more of a figure of speech, and it's a figure of speech actually my guides use with me. And what she's saying is that it's okay to let your hair down. Now, we don't mean it in terms of, oh, well, let's look attractive and attract a beau. More so, she's working just through my consciousness, and when I use that expression, what it really means is to relax and to trust. Because as you relax and trust, you attune to the higher vibrations more so. When you're kind of, how do I say this? When you're, I know we have that person talking out there, but when you're a little bit more attuned to the linear plane, it's almost like you kind of have your edge on, because you're waiting for the other shoe to drop, or you're waiting for the driver in front of you to stop short. Like, in other words, it's almost like, how do I say this? You have to be more like on high alert. You have to be on alert because you just never know what's going to happen. It almost feels like a little bit like hypervigilance. You know, with when people have just been through the war, just been through trying times or whatever, it's almost like they don't relax because they're just always ready for the next thing. Like they have to be on guard, you know? That's kind of what she's showing me. And she's saying, the more that you can invite, and I know you do this because you're so sweet. You're so sweet. You've got such beautiful energy. So why is she saying this to us? One moment, please. Mindy, say your name one more time, please.
Mindy.
Yeah, she says it's your message. Continue. So she's saying the more that you invite spirit in like a playful way, in a relaxed way, the more that you're actually going to enjoy this process. And she says, interestingly enough, the faster you're going to learn. Like, in other words, she's like, the feeling that she's giving me, it's like, okay, now we've got to work really hard. We've got to study. We've got to master this stuff. We got to, like, nose to the grindstone kind of thing. Like, this is going to be hard. And I have to really take I have to work. That's what it feels like. The energy that it feels like is like that work. You know, I've got to suffer to attain this goal. I've got to master this. You know, and it's almost like that male energy. Like, it's got to, you know, like, not aggressive in terms of aggression towards someone else, but just, you know, just pushing. Where she's saying, actually, as you open up to the feminine energy of relaxing and receiving and to trust, she says there's really no work involved. It's really more so of allowing yourself to receive what's already there. She says you're incredibly intelligent and you're incredibly aware, and really quite psychic. So as you allow yourself to open up to that, you know, just basically to work with what's already there, to allow yourself the liberal pleasure of enjoying all the gifts of heaven that are really wide open to you, you're going to be amazed at your ability to receive information for the benefit of your mediumship gifts, to receive information for the betterment of your day. In other words, who to talk to when you need assistance in a store. You'll just intuitively know who to talk to because you'll feel the resonance of it. Yeah, that's who I want to hang out with. No, I don't want to talk to her. Like, it'll actually just help you get you through your day easier, that kind of stuff. But more so, it will help you develop at a much faster rate. She's saying that it's sort of like when Master Jesus says somewhere in the Bible, you know, like, be, I'm going to butcher the Bible, I'm so sorry, but like, be like little children. She says, you know, what he means by that is when you just have the innocence and just assume that life's your playground, life really becomes your playground. But what happens is the ego, as the child's developed, they're taught that they have to work and they have to strive and, to make a living, that you have to work hard and you got to pay your dues. And she says that's just silly, because she says there's so many of her playmates. She's showing me these people that are in their like 20s and 30s that have overcome that paradigm. They've made the shift. And they know how to be quite successful in laps of luxury, she's saying, in abundance. And she says, and they don't really work hard at all. She says, because it's just a belief system that says that you have to work hard to make a good living, to be successful. And she says, it's almost, it's all ego-driven. She says she has a lot of friends that are incarnated right now that are quite successful, and they don't work hard because they didn't buy into that belief that you have to. So she says, receive that, because in truth, it's just a stronghold that believes that you have to, you're holding some paradigm she wants you to release that says that this has to be earned. That's what it is. She says, finally, I got it. that this spiritual journey or this mastery or whatever it is that you're after has to be earned. It doesn't have to be earned at all. It's already yours. It just has to be received. And you're at the place of having it be very easy. They're very easy for you now to simply receive it. Okay, and say your name again, please.
Mindy.
She's a master. She reminds me of, she's got it going on. She is total master stuff. And she is with you. Now, let me see what I can else tell you about her. Mindy, say your name again, please.
Mindy.
And say it one more time, please.
Mindy.
Yeah, I don't know who she is. To be honest, I am not sure if she's a master teacher or if she actually is your higher self helping you learn. But I'll leave you with this. What I can tell you for sure, because to bring in other guides, I just feel would like dilute the power of the message that she wants to bring you this evening. What I feel like is she is just pure master consciousness, and I feel like she's just front and center helping you absorb these beautiful teachings of the heart. She's trying to help you learn how to make your life easier for yourself, how to make it lighter, and how to grow into really, I feel like, the consciousness that you've already earned by divine right. So you're at a place where you really don't need to earn any more goodies. Well, you can and you will, but more so to open up and be delighted of what's already yours, what you've already earned, and to learn how to use it and enjoy it, and to not make life so cumbersome. And what she means by that is, you've already received your promotion as you receive it. In other words, don't feel like you've got to earn any more to get where you're going. It's more so about, gosh, it's like, Mindy, I just feel like I want to take a breath. Like it's okay to breathe. It's okay to let go and realize you've already arrived. It's almost like climbing a mountain and you're climbing and climbing and climbing to get to where you can have like the beautiful scenic view. And you're so busy focused on climbing the mountain, you forgot to look around and realize you already have the beautiful scenery. It's like that. Like, there's more beautiful scenery to come if you want to keep going. But the point is, why not enjoy the view while it's already there for you? Excuse me. And that's what it feels like. I feel like she's helping you learn how to do that. And I just feel like I just want to relax. Like, you know, it's okay to breathe. Like, it's truly okay to breathe and enjoy yourself. So she's helping you learn that. Man, is she wonderful. I actually regret having to leave her because it's really, she really gets it. She really gets it. And she's with you 24/7. Mindy, say your name one more time, please.
Mindy.
And say it one more time, please.
Mindy.
Yeah, she's there. I don't feel like, yeah, I get that. I don't feel like she's going to be leaving you in this lifetime. I feel like she'll be there for the duration.
Thank you.
Yeah. How beautiful. Wow. I'm going to just take, you're going to listen to this recording, and I'm going to listen to this recording because I actually feel like she taught me, and I actually could learn so much from what she just shared with you. So thank you. Okay. Okay. Anyone have a last question before we close? Okay.
I do. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me anything about if she's been incarnated before and gone through the life and where, what time period, or did I know her before in another time?
Okay, one moment, please. And say your first name, please.
Mindy.
And say it one more time, please.
Mindy.
Well, in order to answer that question, I'm going to have to figure out if she is in fact you, which is what I'm wondering. And Mindy, say your name one more time, please.
Mindy.
Mindy, say it one more time.
Mindy.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to say it this way, because to say anything else, I would be concerned I'd be fabricating it. I feel like somehow she's an aspect of you. So, and I've said this before, and I don't mean to really throw people for a loop, but sometimes our spirit guides that we think of as guides that are helping us are actually aspects of ourselves. But it helps us because we're so linear still in terms of how we think about things. It helps us to have something to relate to that's somehow separate from us. But that lo and behold, they end up actually being aspects of our true self. That's how I feel about her. She doesn't take me back to past lifetimes, but she actually takes me forward to a future lifetime. So I really don't know if it's you or her or a combination or whatever, what have you, but she's showing me a future lifetime where she is, what I would call it is like an alchemist. In other words, she's here, she's incarnated, but she knows how to work with energy. She knows how to go in and out. Alchemist, I don't know what she does with it, but she knows how to work with the energies. I don't know if it's like Saint Germain that she can go in and out or shamanistic kind of stuff. Shamanistic kind of stuff for sure. She knows how to play with energies and dimensions and she works with that for the betterment of humanity. Really good at it. So that I'm seeing that as one of her future lifetimes. And that's all I'm getting right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You're so welcome. It's really cool too what she can do. I like her to hold a class for us and teach us. All right. Mm-hmm. Indeed, it is quite apparent that all of you are the beings of the one, the beings of the light. And as you attune to some of your favorite aspects of self, whether you view this as an altered state of your own self, identity, a future lifetime, or what have you, what you are doing is enjoying your grander version of self, yes? Because you are employing all of the tools that you have at your disposal, the tools of imagination, the tools of memory, and the tools of alchemy yourself, because in fact, how do you suppose you become enlightened, attuned to higher frequencies, if you do not perform the marvelous awareness of the alchemist? In fact, you all are alchemists in many beautiful, wondrous ways, and you are attuning to these higher vibrations and these higher learnings. So trust when we say you are going places. We surround you with our love. We implore you to trust that this love is ever present. And we ask you to abide with us, to learn how to walk with us, to walk with your future selves. Until next time, we remain. Namaste.